The Senate yesterday began debating legislation that would grant gun makers and gun dealers sweeping protection from lawsuits arising from gun-related crimes. The measure is backed by the White House. With some senators under election year pressure, the bill easily passed a key test vote yesterday, but it may be amended in coming days in ways the Bush administration opposes. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Idaho Republican Larry Craig is the chief sponsor of what's been titled the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. Craig says its aim is to shield American gun makers from the kind of civil lawsuits that 33 cities and one state have brought against the gun industry, charging it with negligence.
Hundreds of millions of dollars have already been spent by legitimate gun manufacturers that make those fine weapons for our men and women in Iraq, who make those fine weapons for our civil law enforcement officers wearing the blue suits on the streets of America. And they would say to them, no, we're going to bust those companies. And guess where that cop is going to get his gun? From China or from Yugoslavia.
That's the same argument that the National Rifle Association makes in newspaper ads it's run this week supporting the legislation. But police groups, including the Major Cities Chiefs Association, strongly oppose it. David Lemangelo is a former police detective from New Jersey who was shot 3 years ago by a felon. Lemangelo was on Capitol Hill this week warning that Craig's bill would bar him from suing the dealer who sold the gun used against him.
Now it's hard for me to believe that the Senate is considering taking away my rights to my day in court and give this gun dealer and others like him special protection from the laws that no other industry has.
Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed says many other lawsuits brought by gun crime victims would also be eliminated under the bill.
It would wipe out virtually every opportunity to assess whether a gun dealer, a gun manufacturer, or a trade association was negligent in their activities, and would throw out all pending cases, cases that already been filed.
Among the pending cases that would likely be eliminated by the bill are ones arising from the string of sniper shootings that terrified suburban Washington, D.C. a year and a half ago. Ohio Republican Mike DeWine warned his colleagues yesterday that they would come to regret approving this bill.
It would overturn over 200 years of civil law in this country and fundamentally change our justice system. It would, in essence, turn that civil justice system on its head. And it would do this by denying one group of our citizens access to the court system.
But many senators from rural states have constituencies that support the bill shielding gun makers. Democratic leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota, who's up for re-election this year, defended the legislation on the Senate floor.
The vast majority of gun owners, manufacturers, and sellers are honest and certainly obey the law. Moreover, the firearm industry is an important source of jobs and tax revenue for our country.
Other Democrats and some Republicans intend to add amendments to the lawsuit immunity bill. One would renew a ban on assault weapons that expires in September. Another would close a loophole that facilitates illegal sales at gun shows. But the White House has asked that no amendments be added, prompting Democrats to charge that President Bush is going back on his promises to support renewing the assault weapon ban. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.